SOP 243. Today we're going to talk about pacing yourself.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to call in your comments, it's very easy and it's toll free. It's 888-563-3228, or you can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And today, first of all, I want to point out, obviously last week I didn't have a show, and here's the reason for that. I didn't have anything to say. And while I will be the very first person to say that, hey, when you are first getting into podcasting, you should have a steady schedule so people can count on your information every week. But I'm also the first person to say, if you have nothing to say, don't put out a podcast to simply say, I've never missed a week, because you're wasting people's time if you don't have good content. So last week, with the holidays and everything kind of getting caught up with me, I went, you know what? I don't really have anything of value. So this week, though, this is actually something I've talked about on previous episodes, but it's, you know, some things are worth repeating. And I was speaking I was talking about how I'm doing some consulting with a member of the School of Podcasting. We were calling him Rabbi Steve, and he was very excited he's getting ready to launch his podcast, and he was able to basically score an interview with what would be considered an A-list celebrity in his niche. And when he spoke with the person, they told him, hey, you can only have 15 minutes for the interview. And it turns out that this person just loved to talk, and Rabbi Steve ended up with hours of really great interview, really great content, and really just a home run for Steve. Now, the knee-jerk reaction to this is to release the interview in one episode. Just say, hey, everybody, wait till you hear this. I interviewed so-and-so, and here it is. Enjoy. I've done that before, but the key here is to wait. Wait. You get excited. You know, you get your... obviously you're excited. So when you play this for your audience, they're going to get excited. And they consume all of your great content and they say, wow, that was awesome. I want more. Now, the bad news is you have no more content. You've given it all away, right? And now maybe you might find some content, but it might not be quite the same home run as your last interview. And your audience might go, wow, this started off great, but the last episode was not that great. They're going to be kind of disappointed. And if you have no new information, they may get tired of waiting for more information, and they may just walk away. So what's the solution? Well, and this is what Rabbi Steve, as a member of the School of Podcasting, knows, to pace yourself. And that's exactly what he's going to do. He has so much information from this interview that he's going to use it as a segment in each podcast. So he'll say, hey, here's our time with whatever the guest name was. And then it's going to be kind of a variety show where he's going to have different segments with different topics. And now he has so much information from this one guest that this person is just going to be like a segment of the podcast, and he's going to spread that out. So the great thing is now, instead of having it in one episode, it's going to be in many episodes. And, you know, it's that old saying, you know, you want people asking for more. So he's going to space it out in multiple episodes. And the great thing about this is, as you're staggering out this content over time, you're actually finding behind the scenes more phenomenal information that will continue to have your audience going, wow, I want more. And they come back for more. So one of the things you may consider if you're starting a brand new podcast from scratch is to record actually a few episodes in advance. This will help you see, number one, just what's involved in recording an episode. And it will also allow you to focus on new episodes while the pre-recorded episodes are being time released. So you've got a few in the can, you know, you don't have to worry about those. And as those are being sent out to your audience, you can actually go find new information. So that is today's tip. If you stumble across just a gold mine of information, it is a knee-jerk reaction. I have done this, and you just want to give it to your audience all in one shot. Looky what I found. I'm telling you, you will kick yourself, because great content is a sink or swim kind of situation. It's either feast or famine. You're like, wow, I found this great stuff, or oh my gosh, there's just nothing to talk about this week. So that is my podcasting tip for this week. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to start a podcast, there's no better time than the present. And we have step-by-step tutorials. You have me, your personal podcast coach. So I know you can go buy a bunch of podcasting books and read up on this stuff. But if you read something and you go, RSS feed, what's that? And you're confused, you ask a book, it's going to give you the same answer. You ask me and I give you an answer and you go, I'm still not getting it. I can find a way to explain it to you. That's actually what I do for a living. I've been a corporate trainer for over 20 years, and I've actually got a bachelor's degree in education specializing in technical education, and podcasting is just my passion. That's why I do this. I love to help people start podcasts, and I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to call in your comments, it's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or if you'd like to start your own podcast, just go to start.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you'd like to leave a comment in the show notes, just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. One more website. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast and never ever miss an episode, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes and just click on the subscribe button. That'll take you right there. Or if you're already a regular subscriber and you'd like to leave us a little review, we'd love to have that too. Again, that's schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, class is dismissed.